This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There has been a whole slew of retail companies going bankrupt the past couple of years. Big names, too. Toys R Us, Payless, the Limited Stores, Gymboree, also Sports Authority. And most of the time, the conversation about why comes back to online competition, Amazon in particular, right? But there is something else going on here, too. Before they went bankrupt, all of the companies I just mentioned had been acquired and were owned by private equity firms, investment companies that, in the process of buying up those retailers, loaded them down with debt. So, Marketplace's Marielle Segarra explains what all that means with the story of Toys R Us.
In middle school, I took the train into Manhattan with some friends. We spent the afternoon at the 110,000-square-foot Toys R Us flagship store in Times Square. We rode a 3-story indoor Ferris wheel, wandered through a life-size Barbie dream house, stared up at a giant animatronic T-Rex. Okay, it was kind of over the top. But that was Toys R Us. Stephanie Wissink is a managing director at Jefferies.
It was every little child's dream manifested physically in this grand place with toys, endless aisles of toys.
Toys R Us was founded in 1948 in Washington, D.C. as a baby furniture business. By the mid-80s, it was a public company with hundreds of toy stores around the world and more than $1 billion in sales.
I don't want to grow up on Toys R Us.
But soon, the company started losing ground to discount chains. In the late 90s, Walmart took over as the country's number one toy seller. In 2004, after years of flat sales and falling profits, the Toys R Us board of directors put the company up for sale. The buyers were a group of private equity firms. Those are investment firms that bundle together money from investors to buy companies. They fix them up by cutting costs and increasing sales and then sell them. Donna Hitcherich is a professor at Columbia Business School.
They make money the old-fashioned way, right? You buy low and you sell high. So you try to find an opportunity that you can improve upon.
And to really get what happened with Toys R Us, you got to understand how these private equity purchases work. They rely on something called a leveraged buyout. Eileen Applebaum co-directs the Center for Economic and Policy Research.
Leverage just means you're using lots of debt.
If a private equity firm wants to buy a company, it'll put up a small portion of the money. Then it'll go to the bank and borrow the rest. And here's the key.
They put the debt on the company they buy.
The firms take out this loan, buy a company like Toys R Us, and then make Toys R Us pay the loan back. In 2005, the Toys R Us board of directors sold the company for nearly $7 billion to the private equity firms Bain Capital and KKR and the real estate investment firm Vornado. The firms put up about 20% of the total and borrowed the rest. And Toys R Us became a private company with more than $5 billion in debt. Then things kind of went off the rails. Charlie O'Shea is a retail analyst at Moody's.
The beginning of the problems for toys was that Amazon.com exploded.
During the next 5 years, sales at Amazon quadrupled to $34 billion.
Amazon went into the toy sector in a big way and added one more big competitor for Toys R Us.
To compete, Toys R Us would have had to invest significantly in its website and stores. But the retailer was using most of its available cash to pay back its debt. And that's the thing about leveraged buyout deals. They leave companies with a lot of debt and almost no cash. So if something goes wrong in the industry, it's hard to survive. Which brings us to summer 2017. Sales at Toys R Us had fallen for 5 years. Management hired lawyers to push off the company's next loan payment. Word got out that the company might go bankrupt, and toy makers panicked. One CEO, who asked to remain anonymous because he still does business with Toys R Us, was about to send millions of dollars worth of toys to the retailer.
We were canceling vessels. We were doing everything we could to stop new goods getting on the water.
Other toy makers demanded Toys R Us pay them up front in cash. The retailer didn't have it. And that's what drove the company to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in September. It's closing about a fifth of its stores. Toys R Us and the private equity firms declined an interview. Vornado didn't respond. The private equity firms' investors haven't made money off this deal, but the firms themselves have. It's unclear where Vornado ended up, but after collecting fees from Toys R Us, both Bain and KKR took home at least $15 million. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.